Hey mama, are you worried over the choices your teenage daughter is making and how they can impact her life? Are you afraid her choices can lead to huge regret for your girl in the future? Today, we're delving into a topic that strikes fear into the hearts of many moms, not just you. The worry that our teenage daughters will make choices that could affect the trajectory of their lives. I hear you, mama. We worry about their future based on their decisions now that can do major harm. I'm here to share three valuable lessons on the power of consequences. I know you are frustrated and confused about how to even approach your girl without having any backlash or somehow causing any offense. You simply want to know more about her because for some reason you don't feel as connected to her anymore. She talks less, not like how she used to. And you just wish things were different between the two of you. You want to know whether or not things are going okay with her. She just won't share with you, and you just don't know why. You've tried everything, but it was so hard to connect with her. I want you to know that there is still hope, Mama. You are not alone. I want you to stop feeling frustrated with your current situation, and I want you to start equipping yourself with solutions to help you reconnect with your teenage daughter. I'm going to help you understand the changes happening in your girl, how you can shift your role in this new season in teenhood, and how your relationship will flourish again by creating a space where your girl will be talking to you. Yes, your girl will be talking to you. Talk to Your Teen Girl framework is a 30-day journey that will get you creating open communication with your teenage daughter. She'll come to you even if she's scared. Even if it's something hard to talk about, she'll come to you. I want you to head on over to talktoyourteengirl.com right now and let's get started together. Are you ready? Hey, Mama, welcome to Raising Her Confidently. Do you want to have open communication with your teen daughter? Do you find yourself constantly thinking about how to talk to your teen or why your girl is not opening up to you? Do you wake up with confident intentions only to feel confused and frustrated when all you get are one-word answers from your daughter again? Hey, I'm Jeannie. I too was a mom raising young teens. I too felt grieved by the loss of my sweet, talkative little girl. I wanted her to come to me about anything, even if she was scared, and listen to my advice. But I kept thinking, she won't listen to me, and I don't know how to approach her until I found tools to create open communication. In this podcast, you will find how to connect and talk to your teen and create a safe space for her to go to so that you will have that close relationship you dreamed of. Go grab your glass of Merlot and throw off those fuzzy slippers and let's dig in together. Oh boy, I have made some dummy-headed choices as a teen and even as a young adult. Some of these choices, okay, I'm going to pause here. Raise your hand if you have too. Please tell me I'm not alone. You've made some decisions that you probably regret, right? Some of these choices I learned from natural consequences, others with punitive consequences that limited the choices I had for myself. But I want you to hear this, Mama, if you get anything out of this episode. I made it through them all. I made it through. I'm sitting here sharing my experiences with you on this podcast, helping mamas, because I want to calm your heart, mama. We cannot allow fear to drive our relationship with our daughter. We cannot allow fear of their future or our future with them to drive how we relate to our girls. For a long time, I looked at my life through the lens of hopelessness and total control, my control. Yes, I do own my responsibilities and the choices I've made. But later in life, having found this new light of my faith that I am not afraid to share, I've shared it on here before, and walking with Christ, I am given a new lens. And I want to share this with you, Mama. I share this with you because no matter the circumstances, the choices, and the challenges you are facing, and those of your daughters, there is still hope. I know God uses everything for good. Even if you do not believe it or fully trust in that, I do. I know He uses everything for good because I have a living testimony for that. It's proof. It It's a proven track record. I felt I needed to say this to you, Mama, as you sit and worry and fear about your daughter's future. I know this because I am a product of what God has done in my life. So I hope this gives you some hope and peace in what I just said. I want to share with you a verse that just popped out. And the reason why I'm doing this today, why I'm doing this episode today. And it says, not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. And if in case you're curious where this comes from, it's in the Bible, in the book of Romans, it's chapter 5, and these are verses 3 through 5. And you're probably thinking, rejoice in our suffering. Who rejoices in their sufferings? Well, because we have these consequences in our lives, and I can attest to my own life, because of these consequences in my life and these choices that I've made that resulted into consequences, was I refined? Was I shaped into the person that God has shaped me to be, building character and producing hope? And I hope what my life has been and what I've gone through gives you ease, Mama, about the worry that you have with your daughters. Maybe it's because you look at your own life and all the mistakes that you've made and see it happening to your daughter. And so it causes fear. Or maybe you haven't experienced half the things she's deciding and are fearful because you don't know exactly where this is going to lead. Well, I want to talk to you today about some lessons that consequences can do to refine us, to shape her into the character and into the person she's meant to and created to be. So let's start with lesson number one. Choices shape future. As moms, it's natural to fret over the decisions our daughters make, big or small, whether it's choosing their friends or deciding how to spend their free time. Every choice has a potential to influence their future path, right? It's crucial for us as moms to engage in open, honest conversations with our daughters about the significance of their choices by encouraging them to consider the long-term consequences of their actions. We can empower them to make informed decisions. We're not going to react to their decisions that they've made already, but we definitely can talk to them about choices or future choices and the possible long-term consequences of them, or even utilizing the past consequences as a lesson. Lesson number two, accountability breeds responsibility, which leads into what I'm about to say. Accountability breeds into responsibility. It's essential to hold our daughters accountable for their choices. Accountable for their choices. By doing so, we teach them the valuable lesson that actions have consequences. They do. And taking responsibility for their decisions is a hallmark of maturity. We need to enforce consequences, appropriate consequences for our girls based on the choices they make. The smaller the choices, the smaller the consequences, but we need to make sure they're in place because we need to teach them that for each choice they make, whether right or wrong, has an outcome. It could be a great outcome or it could be a consequential outcome. But we do need to teach them that. Taking responsibility for the decisions is a hallmark of maturity. We're trying to get them to take responsibility for their decisions, and that's through consequences. As moms, we play a pivotal role in guiding our daughters through this process by offering support and encouragement as they navigate these complexities. Hold them accountable. Question their actions. I mean, not in a degrading way, but in a supportive, encouraging way, so we can help navigate them through these choices that they are making. And finally, lesson number three, learning through experience. Allow them to learn through experience. We are not going to save them out of this. As much as we may want to shield our daughters from making mistakes, it's through these experiences that they learn and grow. It's through these experiences that they learn and grow. Instead of fearing the consequences of their choices, we can view them as opportunities for growth and development, refinement, running the race, producing endurance, which produces character, which produces hope, which does not produce shame from these mistakes. By providing a safe space for your daughter to explore and learn from these mistakes, we can empower them to become a resilient and independent woman. Yes, they made a mistake. Yes, they're going to have a consequence. But how we make them feel when they do make these mistakes matter. I hope you're hearing this, Mama. How we make them feel when they do make these mistakes matter. Are we providing a safe space for them to learn and grow? We cannot expect perfect daughters in the teen stage, and we cannot definitely expect perfect humans when we ourselves are imperfect. But we definitely can give loads and loads of grace as they are exploring who they are, which also means making mistakes. There you go, Mama. Three lessons that can help you shape your daughter through consequences. There's hope these choices will refine your girl as she grabs valuable lessons from them, as she endures, and as she shifts. My hope is that this gives you peace of your daughter's future so that you can work on what matters now. That's a relationship of connection built on trust, vulnerability, and authenticity. Now, if you, Mama, find yourself not sure how to let it all roll out and need extra support, let's explore that together and what that looks like. I want you to head on over to talktoyourteengirl.com, okay? Remember, as moms, we're not alone in our worries and struggles. Together, we can navigate these challenging years of teenhood with our daughters, but also empower them to make the choices that will positively shape their future. But first, they need to kind of shimmy through it and be allowed to make those mistakes. Till next time. Hey friend, if this podcast inspired you or encouraged you or helped you in any way, I'd love for you to share it. You can screenshot this episode and share it in your stories on social media or text it to a friend who can use the support. It's the best way you can thank me. I want to let other mamas know they are not alone. I'd love to stay connected with you. You can find me on Instagram at Jeannie Baldomero or join my free mom support community at linktree.com/JeannieBaldomero. Until next time, live full of grace, Jeannie.